And now, the moment you've all been waiting for!
Welcome to the bonus group chat. Today's topic will be given after this presentation. Enjoy, and thanks for being a part of our discussions.
Okay. Somebody else?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you to find to understand what's the road regulation, because I'm new here. If I do something, it might not be some mistake or not against your rule. So I'm silent and listening to. To first know and then talk.
Okay. That's fine. We're just having kind of a general discussion right now about,
I'm
the
listening
three rules. Okay. So, Bubbly, did you want to try and answer what Johnny was asking?
Means rules about our, in real, means in the life, what we are following?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Like, the rules means it depends, like some government rules are there, some personal rules are there, society rules are there. So which one I should discuss?
Personal rules, your own principles.
Well, I feel, in the personal rules, I always, breaking the rules. I'm famous for breaking the rules. Really. Means whenever I am finding something is going wrong and it is not suitable for me or something like that, and I feel it is wrong. So I always try to break that rules. So I am famous for that, and people are saying that I am very outspoken or something like that. And my image is become like that, I am a rule breaker in the society.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah. No, dear, Mona, Mona, I love your sister voice, Marwa. Her voice is very nice.
Thank you.
Bubbly.
Yeah.
May I ask you what it make you to break the rule? Is there advantage that we should do also the same if it's good?
Pardon.
I mean, do you have any good reason that for breaking rule? Human is not.
Okay. I will tell you. Like in our society, the people, the rules made by the people. Okay, and they are saying that you must follow that even you don't like that. Even the tools are not good for you or for the other people. But the elders make the rules and you have to follow, and they are not good, like for the society right now. But they are forcing you that, we meant these rules and you have to follow. Okay. Might be there are some defects in that rules, but you have to follow. It is not good. If there is something is not good, you are there, you are the part of a society. So if there is no defect is there, you must break that rules and you have to make the new rules. So I am a kind of person, if I am feeling that rule is not good, so I always break that rule and I make my own rule for that.
And that's great. And one thing's in personal life, we are free, no one can regulate us. As you said, I'm really happy in that time and that we are in same agree. But in case of society, if we break the rules, so if the in a society there is not a uniform rules, how the people will arrange their work, all will be the in conflict of interest, and there will be a lot of glittering and a lot of conflict of interest. So how you give in that case, or you wanted to don't follow the role of the society as well, or no, it's in this case different, you're acting different.
No, it is easy. It is not like that, you know, like some rules I will tell you, like, you know, I went somewhere in a, you know, means out of a countryside. Okay, it was first time I went there, and I saw, you know, the rules for girls are, you know, totally different compared to boys. They are saying that, you know, girls should not attend the marriage, they should be at home, they should not go outside in the field or, you know, to the garden or something like that. Then I said, why? And even the girls should not eat before the man, you know, before the boys, before the male. They should eat, you know, after the boys and the male finish their food, after that they should eat. Why these rules they're meant? It is not good. Okay, then I break the rule there. I put a big plate and I call all the girls. Then I said, eat from it. Okay, and the old ladies from there, you know, from my family and from the, you know, from the villagers, all old ladies, you know, they all curse me. like that. Then I argue with them. I ask them, you know, where it is written. Show me, then I will agree on that point. But, you know, they don't have any evidence at that time. And like, you know, means I like to break that type of rules. I am saying if you make any rule, you show me that evidence. Okay. Otherwise, I am not going to, if it is not okay for me or for the others, you know, why should we feel hunger, you know, till the boys or the male eat, and we should starve till that time.
We are all equal. Yeah, all equal.
We have the same stomach. Are the boys or the male have the different stomach, and first they should feel, and then, you know, then the girls and the women's stomach should be, you know, means hunger should be what we say. I am not getting the vocabulary for that.
Let me to say, I think a woman, men and women are like two sides of the coins, which is cannot be exist, and they are equally valuable, and we cannot separate their all. So it should be there. We cannot remove anyone or give importance, because they cannot exist without each other. Am I right?
Yeah, they are equal. Yeah. It's like, you know, a coin face, two faces of a same coin. Okay,
yeah.
And like in India, in Asian countries, we can see the number of villages, you know, there are, yes, you know, performing a different rules which are not written in any book. Okay,
yes.
Means their elders meant that rules. Okay, and they are following that, and they are forcing us to, you know, follow that. But it is not good. Someone have to, you know, break that rules and make the new ones. So, like, you know, people are cursing me for breaking the rules like that. But I am the type of person, if I'm not liking something, I always break the rules.
Oh, good for you, Bubby. Good for you. Good for you.
That's great.
Thank you.
And that job is great.
Thank
because
you.
Breaking the tradition, which is, that's a really great job. And even everyone cannot do that, I think. That's very great to fight with those things which is, belong to ignorance and don't have any reason, logic, anything.
But, you know, I had to pay the lots of sacrifice for that. The people stop to talk with me, and the people try to ignore me like that. But after some time, you know, the new generation comes to know that what I did, that was right. And
yes,
they follow. No, because I break that rules, now they are following me that where they are right. There are, you know, means have the courage to that, you know.
Yes.
Means I am surviving by breaking the rules. I am not, you know, means it is not like that if there is stop to talk with me and I am not survive. I am survive with my rules, you know.
Yeah, thanks. And I was not thinking about this tradition. I was thinking about like traffic rules, like those things. So that was why I afraid if you don't follow the traffic rules order like that, then it will be difficult.
About the traffic, you know, that on the signals, you know, I am always feel angry on the signals. Like, you know, if we are waiting for the signal and behind you are, you know, some bike and some car, people are honing, giving the beep. Okay, and that time I feel very exhausted, and I always showing them the signals that go by the fly. Okay, put the wing on your bike and go by that. And I am always do like that, but just I am showing them the hand. Okay, if you want to go, don't beep, just go by, by the air or something like that. There are, beeping on the, they beep on the signals. We stop there, we are waiting for the signal, red light. And there are, they are just giving the horn behind. So I felt that time.
That we are tired enough.
if suppose I am getting the chance to talk with them, I used to say them, is your bike is new or is your car is new that you want to show the people by honing it? Really?
So they want to show you that we have this and please help.
I am asking them, it is your bike is new that you are so excited to show the people that your bike is new and you are, you don't know the rules that you are giving the horns. Even, we have to stay before, we have to wait till the light has come, the green light. So they are doing like that. And that time,
now I'm very happy to hear that you are patient to follow the rules. And you are breaking the bad tradition. It's very great thing. But first time I was afraid that if you don't follow the rules, so already you're a criminal.
Not like that.
Sorry for that. No, I was joking. I'm not thinking like that. I know.
the things which are not good, the people, but by forcefully they are following it. Okay, time I always raise my voice. I never afraid, I don't know from where courage come to me, I am not feeling like, what will happen next, but I am feeling what is right now is good or bad. I am working on that.
That's great, really, because if we think about future, we may think that we may fail some people, or maybe we may lose our status. We should do the right thing to the right that time and don't think of others and the God or our arrange everything. If you are doing right, future is in the hand of God and we should not worry of future. I think so. That's why that's great. Yeah. Really, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I disagree. You. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, John, you can put your point.
The future is on you. You decide your future. The decision that you make.
Yeah, Johnny, what I feel, Johnny, what we are doing, it is in our hand, okay? But I am a believer, okay? I am a believer and I buy, by the books or by whatever, I know what is good and what is bad. So I follow that. And, means I know the life is, for me, the life is like exam for me, like a test for me. So if I am knowing good and bad, so I can follow the good and bad, and the result will. I don't judge my result. What will be the result? I don't judge. Yeah.
My opinion is that you know better than what is written in the book. If you really pay attention to what the book says, you don't do those things. You are
but
better.
Johnny, just I am not going by, just seeing the line and I before that only
exactly.
I said you.
Yeah.
Person who is reading the line, he must, inquire about what is the history behind it. Okay.
You're talking about morality. And morality should be always, the same.
Each and every word is written, there is a history, there is a meaning behind it. So
I don't want to make that debate on that, but
if there is
something that is always good, it should be always good, no matter what, no matter time. If it is good, it will always be good, right? Wouldn't you agree?
If it was good yesterday,
it will be good today too.
I think I'm not agree a little I wanted to express that different people think and give an interpretation different way. We cannot say they are wrong, but we cannot say that 2%, 3% can conceive and give meaning in the same things. So
I'm not talking about
you, you're right.
I'm talking about something that is good.
Yeah, good. So
I mean,
okay, Johnny, let me explain you. Like the elders make the rules in the olden days, okay? Like I said that, you know, they make the rules and they thought that it is a good rule, okay? Means for there are for the men and for the, you know, they divide men and the women, okay? And that rules were not good for the women, but it is good for the male, okay, for the men. So if I know that it is not good, so I can break that rules. Okay, it is in my hand. So how you can say that, you know, that is good means it is only good for man, not for the woman.
Yes, I'm supporting you strongly, Babali.
Exactly.
So
I mean, you already know within yourself what is good, what is morally correct, right? You already know that. You don't need any book to tell you that.
I know that, but whenever
you see something that you don't consider good, correct, or morally correct, I'm sure you will not follow it, right? No matter how much secret the book is, right?
but the Johnny, one thing I must tell you that, you know, the experience make the person perfect. I think, you know, without any experience, without teaching, without, you know, if you get a bad society, if you get the bad atmosphere around you, you know, you will think in a negative way. I found my life, I saw my 3 decades of my life, and my mentality is changed by 1 decade, by 2nd decade, by 3rd decade. It is not the same. So you are a learner in life. You can make the mistake in your life, and you can rectify that mistakes. Okay.
I agree.
Right now, what is I am thinking right now might be, it can be changed in my 40s. Now I am in between the 30s and 40s. After in 40s and 50s, my mentality might be changed, because I can get I can become a wiser year by year.
Exactly. Okay. We learn from our mistakes. That makes us, you know, succeed and improve our society, our lives.
Yeah,
right? we learned that some things that was in the past was wrong. We have learned that by experience, by living it, right? So now we know what is good and what is not good. It's not like something is written in the book and it will stay there forever and forever will be good. No, we have learned that some things there are wrong. We have learned that.
Yeah, by experience, by time, you know, like, you know, I used to behave strange in the 20s. Then, you know, I become little bit sober in the 30s, you know. So, you know, the years, by years, you become, you know, we people are become wise and wise. The experience make us, you know, like a perfect or a wise or what the words should be used there, I don't know. But we can become wise and we get the wisdom. Okay, year by year, Johnny, like, you know, yours and my age, we are have the same age. Might be, you know, you are thinking level is more than mine, but but, you know, after 10 years, you will think a differently. I will think a differently because it is by our experience. You know, my mother used to said me number of, you know, proverbs that time, and I used to say, oh, what is she saying? It is not, there is no meaning in that. But now I am experiencing that things, and what she told that time, it is becoming true for me, you know. So it's like experience, you know, what they said, you know, that time we feel, oh, what they are saying, why should we follow that? And, you know, now the life, the time has changed, like we get the experience by our mistake, we learn the things. So it's like that.
Thank you, Babli. Thank you, Babli. And welcome, Attila.
Hey, welcome, man.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I missed the debate.
You're a little bit late, but
yeah.
Better late than never, someone said.
Yeah, thank you for your motivation. Actually, you know, I tried to come here, but I don't know, actually, maybe I have some connection or maybe some issue with that, so I could not join the call.
I see. Rick, how are we with the time? Do you have time or?
I've got about 10 minutes and I have to go take care of things.
Yeah, I realized that you didn't have a chance to speak before.
About what part?
The topic. Oh, did you?
Well, no, I didn't really. Well, you know, to me, rules, you know, I think you have to put it into context. And certainly, you know, I would agree with something you said, that if I have an emergency and let's say, for example, my daughter gets hurt and I have to take her to the hospital, I'm not going to follow the rules. I mean, I'm still going to be safe, but I'm not going to follow the rules necessarily, you know. And I think, you know, in certain environments, you know, if we follow the rules all the time, nothing would ever change. And I think that you have to, you know, challenge the rules sometimes, you know, to make the world a better place. And to, you know, when we see something I call injustice, and just because there's a rule there doesn't mean that necessarily that rule's right. Sometimes you have to challenge the rule. I mean, you know, in the military, you know, if somebody tells you to do something, if it's not lawful, you don't have to follow it, okay? There's what we call a lawful order and an unlawful order. And, you know, if something's not lawful, you don't have to follow it. So, you know, you have to use your head. You have to use your brain again, okay? And think, and, you know, this is where people get into trouble, I think, is that they follow that herd mentality. And just because everybody else does it, just because it's written on a piece of paper, doesn't necessarily make it right. At the same time, I understand rules are important for society to operate. It's important for structure, and rules are important. But I think you have to always look at the, you know, what is the rule? What is the impact of the rule? You know, how does it affect people? And you know, look at your principles and whether or not you believe that, you know, that violates your principles. If it violates your principles, like Bubbly was saying earlier, right? You know, if there's traditional rules that people are expected to follow and you don't feel that it treats people equally, or violates a value you have, then you should do something about it. You know? It all comes down to our values that we're brought up with and our principles that we have, and whether or not we feel that we should do something. I mean, there are obvious rules, right? Don't steal from people, that kind of stuff. And I think that those are there for a reason. You know, but you know, okay, so let me give you an example. Okay, so let's say somebody's really poor. They're trying to feed their family, and that's the only way for their family to survive. So they steal something. Okay, now they broke the rule. Okay, should they be punished? Well, probably, but you also have to look at the situation. Okay, why was he doing it? Okay, right? If he was trying to feed his family because they're starving and there was no other way, absolutely no other way, maybe you need to take that in consideration. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Richard, sir, two of my friends left to join this group. Is it possible to join us, them too?
Yeah, go have them go to the site and have them register, and we'd be happy to. That's one of our rules.
Yeah. Okay. I will send their names to you, and you can add. Okay.
Yeah, or I've got a better idea. I'm gonna send you the link to the site that we have, and then you can send them this link. And once they register, no problem. So give me 1 second. I'm gonna send you the link. Okay.
They cannot join us directly to this debit.
No, they need to go. This is one of our rules. Let me make sure I explain really clearly. The reason we do this is because we want people to respect each other. We have certain rules we've established.
Yeah.
Just to make sure people understand that, because that's one of our most important principles for the group, is to obviously for people to respect each other. We want them to make sure that, you know, they know what that means. You know, it gets challenging because you heard earlier. I mean, it gets challenging. We have people of different cultures, different religions, and all this. And the only way we can keep things from becoming too chaotic and too crazy is to make sure people understand, you know, what we're supposed to do. So yeah, I put the link right there. If you want to send them that link,
awesome. That's great.
Yeah, we'd be happy. Yeah, I would be happy to do it. So anyway, that was my opinion, Johnny, about it. That I think that, yeah, I mean, we have to look at every situation and consider the environment, consider the context, you know. That's why I told you I would have joined Team B. If I would have chosen team, I would have chosen Team B. Because I think sometimes there are reasons.
Me too. Rick, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. There are reasons why we need to break the rules. You know, people say, well, it's written on a piece of paper. Well, but I think somebody said earlier in the debate, yeah, but people write that paper, okay? Right? People make the rules. So how does that mean that they're perfect? It doesn't mean that they're perfect, okay? And then you have the nuns, but like Bubbly was saying earlier, you have people that have followed something traditionally, but maybe it's not even written on paper. It's just because someone said, well, this is the rule, right?
Yes.
You know, and, you know, who's to say that they're perfect, that they have the perfect knowledge to make that rule, you know? So, you know, we have to use our brain and use our head and use our judgment, you know?
Yeah, with the time, you know, one should be changed if you are not comfortable with it, okay? And if you are feeling that it is not good for this generation or something like that, you know, there should be a change. There should be a breaking of that rules. Like, you know, what we say, break the ice.
Uh-huh.
A proverb is there, breaking the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Means the people are not trying. They are saying, poor elder,
right.
So you have to follow it. It is not like that. If we have to explain them, it is not good. No, it is not. We are not going to follow them because it is not good for us.
Right.
With the time, the changes, you know, the circumstances change by time.
Yep. Very true. Hey, I was going to ask you a question, Bubbly. And actually, I guess Hashim's also from your country, too. So have you seen that movie called mm-hmm. India? Have you seen that movie called India's Daughter? Have you seen that movie?
No, but I know about that incident. But Rick, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want to ask like that. You know, this incident was happened. Unfortunately, this incident is happened in India. But there are number of cases. You know, it is happening in India and in other countries also.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Last
yeah, yeah.
1 month back, I read a news. Okay. Uh-huh. That one boyfriend from a Europe country, okay, and he was with her girlfriend, and she was, you know, naming his husband name when she was with him,
uh-huh.
okay, and that boy get so much angry, and he just tore her, okay, means she drank, she gave her alcohol, something like that, and she make her pieces, something like that, means till the instant means he hurt her very badly.
Uh-huh.
Means this incident, they here the six people or five people were there, but he alone did that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but their media is not doing, you know, they are not provoking that news.
Right.
But in India, our media is like that. Okay, but you know, here the rules are not good. What, like for the general, the person who was under the age, they are giving him not that severe punishment.
Right.
For, you know, but they should give that punishment to him because he was a very dangerous person
mm-hmm.
who commit, you know, most of the part what he did. He was the main culprit in them. But they are giving, you know, giving, like the rule is read, the general, the word is, who is under age.
Uh-huh.
I am not getting the word general or something like
that. Juvenile.
Yeah, juvenile. Yeah. Yeah.
Juvenile, yeah.
Yeah, juvenile. So here, that rule is not good, you know, means he did a crime, so the punishment should be equal to him.
Right.
And I heard that, you know, two people already die for that, means there are five or six people, and two is commit suicide mm. in the jail.
Mm.
because the other, the police is harassing them, whatever, I don't know the reason to it. But this person, the general, the person who is underage, was the main culprit in them. He was the, but our system is not giving the severe punishment to him. It is a very bad thing. And the reason, you know, means there are number of cases after that also happen in India, happen in the all over the world. But only why only the India is targeted? I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that, you know. Means number of crimes is happening in the other countries also. Like only a person is, you know, is a very harmful for his girlfriend. Just she took her ex-husband name in front of him. And he just stared her and he called the police and he said, you know, someone is killed her like that. After the interrogation, it's come like that. But it is just a news on the, you know, on the phone. And no one means I didn't understand why only our media is making the news so big like that. After that, there are many cases happen, you know. What I feel, our government is very corrupt. Our government is very corrupt. There are like the rich people are doing the crimes and they are not, you know, caught by the police like that. And they give the bribe and they are roaming freely. So the rules should be equal for all. Yeah. It is not like that, you know, that the rich are, means there are roaming freely and the poor are... you know, getting all the rules are applied only on the poor, not on the rich.
Right.
Yes. Richard? Sorry, I forgot to mention I'm exactly a non-Indian, but I currently I'm living in India because I'm a scholarship. I'm from Afghanistan.
Okay. So okay. So you're from Afghanistan, but you're living in India now for your school.
Yeah, I'm a scholarship, so that's why I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry for that.
Okay, no, it's okay. It's okay. Well, yeah. So I think that the topic, you know, I mean, yeah, I just and I understand, Bubbly. I mean, I think that, you know, rules should be equal whether you have money or don't have money. Rules should be right?
Yeah, it is really, it is not equal for, you know, here means the corruption is everywhere. If you have money, you can do, you know, if they murdered someone, just in, they are getting to, if suppose someone is forcing them something like a person, the victim, like the accused, the person is, you know, doing forcefully and they are getting caught or something, they are getting 2 and 3 years prison. Okay, but the rich is getting for the lifelong you know, prison like
right.
So it is not good. And there are many things Sarika, I find, you know, like India is always on the top, but if we see the, you know, in the figures, there are many countries there are top in the crimes, but their media is very good. They are hiding everything. They cover all that things, you know. Mm-hmm. It is like that. But crime is everywhere. The we have to fight against it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. And you're definitely, you know, I kind of felt when I posted that link, I put the link on our group. And I thought about it afterwards and I thought, well, should I do that? Because does it like single out, does it make people in India feel bad?
You know, Rick, you gave the chance to talk about on that, you know, we people, you know, like from the Asian countries, means when we were in the group, you know, we used to make the groups and we said, oh, Rick, send that, you know, that movie. But Rick is not thinking that America is on the top in the crime. Sorry to say, Eric.
No, we have. And trust me. I mean, I know my country, the United States, we have our own problems. We have, there's crime here. You're right. There's crime everywhere. You know, there's no country.
But the risks, the thing is that our media always need a masala, the integrants, okay, just to run them, you know, the company or the organization, you know, they want to earn money by, you know, popping out all these things. But the thing is that are the victim is getting the justice? You know, means the accused is getting the justice or something. Okay, sorry, I am forgetting who is accused and victim, who is suffering, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is victim is getting the justice? No, they are not getting. After some time, after a, you know, 6 and 4 or might be 2 and 3 months, no one see them. What is happening with them?
Right.
So where are the people, you know, means where is the justice for them? Just they are popping out the news. There, you know, they are selling their news in the world, and after that, no one, you know, see the victim and see, you know, accused is going like, you know, rules are not good. Rules are not good here or anywhere. So means there should, if the rules are there, they should be treated equally for all.
You know, let me tell you something, Bubbly. I just thought about what you said, and let me try to explain to you the reason why I posted that for India was primarily. I mean, my country is not perfect, like you said. We have a lot of crime in my country too. Women get raped, people get shot. Okay, I mean, yeah. my son was killed through somebody's shooting. Okay, so I mm-hmm. know that my country is not perfect. Okay,
one of my friend got murdered there. You know. My neighbor, he was just on the way, you know, and some black person came to him and he wanted to loot at him. And that boy was, you know, 6 feet and very hefty boy. And he tried to, you know, fight back with him. Wow. And just they shot them, you know,
yeah.
And just for some money, you know, for a handful of money, they murdered him, you know. And he was just 25 and 26 years old boy.
Like I said, I completely understand. My son was 18 when he was killed, so I know.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, the reason I bring this up is because of something the accused said in the jail when they did the movie, when they did the documentary. Something the accused said really struck to me. What he said was, he said, it's okay. And he says, in our culture, you know, the women should not be going out too late at night. It makes them look bad. And I was going to teach her a lesson for going out at 8 o'clock at night by her, well, with her friend, right? She was with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, and that's what he said, you know, so he said, that's what we think. That's the way that we're raised. That's what we think. So,
you know what they give the reason. There are first the thing is that time when they commit that thing, they were drunk. Okay,
right.
The main thing,
they
were drunk.
Uh-huh.
The main thing, drunk, and the second thing is there are illiterate people.
Uh-huh.
They are coming from the villages or something like that, and they are not the native of that place. And the third thing is, Rick, if you find the most of the rape cases in India, you will figure out and you will find that the most of the cases done by his means her friend or her relative.
Uh-huh.
It is not by the stranger. It happened by his own means the boyfriend or by the relative.
Uh-huh.
Means to whom she know and she trusted.
Right.
Most, you know, you figure out and you can come to know that 75 of cases is happen like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Only the 25 cases you will find. And, you know, the person who is like here in India, like my husband told me once that drunk people is not getting any, you know, charges. If he murdered, even the police is not saying if they find a drunk people, they are not, you know, giving the punishment to them. Just they are putting them in the prison and the next day they release them because there is no rule for them. You know, they are saying he lost his conscience because of the drinking, and there is there can be murdered in that condition.
Uh-huh.
But there is no punishment for them.
Uh-huh.
Because law is saying that they don't have the what we say. They don't have the sense that time.
Right. Yeah.
This is the things, you know. So one must be, you know, the areas are like that. Like you, suppose I am also going in the night also, you know. If I am saying about that, means I am in a city where in the South India, but here the, you know, everything is changed. I am going at the night, but I should be careful where I am going.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any bar is there? You know, the drunk people are roaming here to there and they are not in sense. Like, suppose I'm saying like, yeah, our culture is not like that. We are always, we are, you know, recommend the foreigners. Please, if you are coming to India, please be in a good clothes like that. And that clothes should not be provoking the people, you know, like, you know, provoking something like that. I will tell you that I was in Bangalore. I was on, you know, on the college tour. And one of my friends, she is a Sikh religion. Okay, there are number of religion in my country. Uh-huh. And she is from a Sikh religion. And they wear minis or, you know, like that type of clothes. Uh-huh. And we were on the, you know, on the means we were on the way to going to hotel to for the dinner. Uh-huh. From the, you know, from our lodge, we are going to for the dinner at in the night time, 9 o'clock. Uh-huh. And she wore that time a mini skirt, okay. And you know there were number of bars there, and that, you know, that drunk people start to stalk her. Uh-huh. You know, they harass her so much, and you know we people were try to save her, and by very hard time, that was very hard time, and she was about to cry. Uh-huh. And then our teacher said, see you. All the girls were there. They didn't, they didn't tease us, okay? Because we wore a clothes which are covered our body, okay? But she was in that clothes, you know, automatically there, like, you know, we are saying like that. Our culture is, you know, we are feeling like that. If you leave a jaggery, okay, openly, jaggery or a sweet openly, what will you find? The flies will come on the jaggery or the sweet, and no one like, you know. And if you cover it, the flies are coming. So it is example like that.
I strongly believe that a woman should be able to wear whatever she wants. It doesn't matter. I mean, a person should have control over themselves. And here
it is very hard, you know. It is very hard. The culture is not like that, and the people, you know, there are not much educated, like, or something. No, not about the educated, the thing, you know, their mentality is like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is not open. One of my German friends said to me, I went to India and I saw that, you know, there is very, very strict rules are there or something like that. Uh-huh. He said me like that. I said, yeah, it is there. And, you know, he said, I feel something very good and something very bad, you know, something I find very good there. And something is very bad. Like, you know, his culture is totally, you know, he is European person.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I said, yeah, even we find, you know, we love something in the Europe countries, you know, some freedom in the Europe countries, which is not here.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, in India, it is not there. So it is happening. So, yeah. Like, you know, if suppose I am going out, just I am giving you an example. Sometimes my husband is used to be outside, you know, out of the station, and I have to handle my kids. I have to go to the, you know, hospital with my kids if they fear, you know, fell sick or something like that. So I always try to, you know, go by the areas which are safe for me. Okay, mm-hmm. Means there are number of shortcuts, cuts and the long cuts, whatever, you know, it might be I can go by the shortcut, but that place might be dangerous for me. Okay,
yeah.
So I like to go by the long cut. Might be take 5 to 10 minutes more, but you know, safety is in my hand. Mm-hmm. If suppose I am seeing the foreigners, someone is coming from, you know, from the other countries, I am saying to them, I am giving the advice to them, please, if you are coming, come with, you know, your jeans and the t-shirt. Don't come with your minis or something like that. Can't, you know, there are sometimes we have to change a little bit if you are, you know, on a new place.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. And the thing is, even though, you know, even though, you know, and I completely understand what you're saying, even though for here, us in the U.S., you know, people, you know, women can wear what they want. They can wear mini skirts. They can wear bikinis. Well, they can wear whatever they want, anywhere they want. Okay. There's no rules about that. Society's not going to treat them any differently. Okay. But I know if I go to a country that has a different culture, you need to be sensitive to that. Need to be aware of it.
Yeah, means, you know, we have to little bit change according to the place, or, you know, like what, like, you know, we'll try to talk in English. Like, I am not talk like you, but I try to talk like you, mm-hmm. because you can understand me.
Right.
So we have to make some changes, small changes according to the place, according to the people.
It is
for a short timing, you know, for a time being. It is not a permanent. Someone is, you know, putting on you. It is for a time being like that.
I agree.
Is my point. Might be you understand or not, because I am not able to, you know, make understand. Sometimes I feel my grammar is very bad.
No, I completely understand what you're saying. Oh, you make a very good point.
So always, you know, we have some of my friends, you know, from the chat, they are saying we want to come to India. So we always try to give them, you know, the tips to them. So please, if you are coming, so keep this clothes, you know, you should be careful like that, or, you know. So we like to give them the tips, like Sunita and I always try to, you know, give them the tips. If you are going there, and you should be careful at that area, like bars are there. There are not such rules, you know, drunk people for the drunk people. So be careful at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, about that cases, about the rape cases, you will find number of the cases is done by the familiar person. Means the person might be his boyfriend or his relative.
Well, that's I think that's true in a lot of places. That's true here as well. I mean, you know, a lot of the cases are done by somebody, like you said, family member or somebody that they know, right?
So who is dangerous is the person who is familiar to you, you know, not a stranger.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
75% of cases is like that. 75%.
So the
person should be careful. While, you know, he should not blindly trust on the another person who is familiar.
Yeah.
You know.
No. You have to be careful, I think. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. I've gotta go take care of a few things. Johnny, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay. He fell asleep.
You know, he's always sleeping. He's sleeping when I am talking, and Sunita, no, the case is with you and me. We were talking and he's sleeping. He's taking a good nap.
Yeah.
Johnny, you did the same? You did the same, no?
There was no space for me to speak.
Oh, sorry again. My train is starting.
Yeah, once you start, you never stop.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. You know, I must change my habit. Really, I want to make the work on to slow down my speech. You know, like the voice or something. The people are thinking that I am fighting with them when I am talking, you know.
It's just you have so many things to say, you know.
I have lots to say, but you know, I am not getting time, and I am not getting the vocabulary and grammar too. Like, you know, I said, Rick, that I am sending the story, but still I am working on it. I am thinking I should write this. You know, my story. I think my story is becoming big. You know, because I have lots to say, but it is, I am not getting the words, I am not getting the grammar, I am not getting the vocabulary, you know. So it is like that. Yeah. Hello, Rojano.
Hey, Rojano. Thank you, Rick, for being around, for hosting this call.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Great connection that you always have.
Yeah, Rick. It is great, really.
That's the greatest value, is the connection, huh?
you know, we love you. We love the time you spend with us.
No, I,
yeah, really.
No, it's good. It's good. It's very enjoyable. You know, always.
Yeah. I know you're very busy, yet you do this for us.
Rick, you know, you have a patience to hear the people, like, you know, even I have a breaking English, or, you know, I have a bad grammar, but you have that patience in you that you are listening us and you are not getting angry or something like that, and you have that calmness in you that you know, that make our debates successful.
I think that you guys, you know, I think I'm very sensitive to it, because I know what it's like to try and speak another language and to have challenges with it. And I think I respect, you know, the bottom line, Bubbly, is I think I respect all of you, because I know people are trying so hard. And so because for that reason, I respect people, you know.
We respect you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. So Hashim, I hope you have a good day. Nice to talk with you, okay?
Thank you, sir. I'm very happy
and
with having such great man in our group that is arranging all these things. Thank you, sir.
I make sure to remember, it's not me. It's just we have Marwa, Johnny, and some other folks that help us a lot. So, you know, it's just, I'm not a one-man show. It's a team that makes this happen. So anytime something comes up, you know, we have other people that are, you know, very helpful and willing to help out, okay?
Yeah, thank you to all members, Johnny, Marwa, Rick, and others.
Yep.
Thanks to all.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Okay,
Rick.
Okay, all right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's session. If you would like to participate in the next conference, we invite you to check the schedule and the topic at http://www.globalenglishgroup.com/group-chat. Thank you very much for participating, and see you next time.